Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Right now, let's turn our attention to the pitch. We've got FC Dallas head coach Luchi Gonzalez for the Luchi Gonzalez Show. Coach, how are you today?
I'm doing fine, guys. Yourself?
We're doing okay. I was hoping you could walk us through, let's say, maybe like the last 20 minutes of last night's match with Minnesota, because obviously three goals scored in the last 20 minutes plus injury time. What did you see with the flow of the game?
Well, first of all, credit to Minnesota. That's a good team, and they defend their home well. And we started off flat. You know, the first 15 minutes, we were not as proactive and aggressive as we would like to start. So they took advantage of that and scored two early goals. And so we were obviously in the back foot, trying to find ourselves fighting and scratching to get back into the game, which we did. And we got a good goal by young Pepe, talented player Pepe. With a cross from Brian Reynolds, who got his first start of the season, another young player that has stepped in for Reggie at right back. And so it was a very positive play. We go into half with some momentum. In the second half, we switched the formation to give a little bit more presence in the midfield and numbers upfield, put some pressure on them. And I liked how we responded second half, but we conceded in the transition moment. And once it's 3-1, you know, that's hard now on the mind, but the boys again responded and made it 3-2. I would say before it was 3-1, when it was 2-1, we had one or two chances to make it 2-2. So those are plays that we got to make. Those are plays that we work hard to put ourselves in positions to score, and we've got to reward ourselves with it. So we got to keep working. We got to keep believing, and we were close. I thought we pushed the game at the end. We for sure could have tied the game in some moments at the end. The guys that came into the game, I'm proud of them and their efforts, and we got to keep working. And we have the opportunity to respond. There's no time to make any excuses or sulk. We got to regroup and respond here in 2 days against our Clasico, our derby with Houston Dynamo at home.
How much did you guys miss Matt Hedges when he's out?
Yeah, we've had some injuries. You know, we've had some injuries. All the teams in the league have had their fair share of injuries, so we're not any different. But we've had quite a bit of injuries in the last 2 weeks. Missing Matt, of course, it hurts. He's a leader. He's one of our captains. He's a winner. He's a winner. But we have players that can step it up, and that's what a roster's for. That's what the team is for. You know, Fafa Pekal's, of course, his first goal for the club, for the jersey, has by far his best game with the jersey, and he gets hurt in the same game, and we've missed him for the last 2 weeks. So it's part of this process, and that's what the roster's for, is for guys to step it up. And I see that. And it hasn't given us the W's that we would like yet, but I know it's going to keep making us stronger as a team, and those results will start to turn our way. We start making more plays.
Have you considered not running with five backs and maybe changing that up a little bit at all?
Yeah, you know, the five-back system, it's really a three-center back and with wing backs. So those are players we want offensively forward. But, yeah, defensively it is five, but offensively it's threes. But it's a system that actually gave us some good moments and good results, especially to close games or to get a result away. We did that once or twice last season, and we certainly had it in our cards in preseason. So it's a good system to have in our pocket. It gives us variation and unpredictability. But I would say our main core system is definitely a 4-3-3, where we've got our numbers in the midfield, we've got our presence in the wing play, create overloads, and so that's kind of our foundation. I think it helps us have tools, be able to play different formations and be fluid. I have no regrets in trying different formations. That's how we learn and get better and know our personnel and know what we're capable of doing. But We're going to keep learning and adapting, and we're looking forward to having a full throttle, high energy, intense game and bouncing back here at home in the next one.
Now, last week, it sounded like it was going to be pretty much a done deal that Reggie Cannon would be going overseas, and that did, in fact, get finalized. I'm curious because, obviously, you're losing one of your better players. When you send someone out on a transfer agreement, what does that provide to the club that could maybe help the team get better short and long term?
You know, it's all about a balance, and we have to know who we are and what we stand for. And FC Dallas is a club that's very invested in its academy and very invested in development. And so it is in our philosophy that if there is a good opportunity for a player, even if it's midseason, this is kind of different maybe than other sports where you actually lose one of your starters, one of your best players midseason, because our transfer window is actually in midseason in the summer, which is the new season in Europe or South America. And so sometimes this happens. And we've gone through this before. We went through this with Gresso last year, who went to Germany, and now we're going through it with Reggie. But this is all about development. And if it's a good business for the club so that we can reinvest in our academy, reinvest in the next players that can come in and help us win championships, then it's all positive. So, I never want to lose Reggie. I've known him. I've coached him since he was 14, 15. And we're going to miss him. But at the same time, it was the right moment for him to go. It's a good business for the club to continue to grow and reach its potential. And we wish Reggie the best. We love him and we wish him the best. And then look, last night you got Brian Reynolds that stepped in and did a fantastic job for the team and got an assist in his first start for the season. He's showing he's not just a player for the future, but that he's competing to make an impact now. For us, and I'm very proud of, and that's what we're all about, is guys stepping up, and that's what our academy is all about, and we have to believe that, and we have to show with our actions, and so I enjoy that process, and I believe in it.
Coach, we always appreciate you jumping on with us, especially right after a game day, and look forward to Saturday 7:30 versus the Dynamo.
That's right, guys. We're really excited. We want to play that game today, but we've got to be patient here. And we look forward to it.
Thanks, Coach. We'll catch you next week.
Take care, guys.
Luigi Gonzalez, head coach for FC Dallas. They will get back on the pitch Saturday, 7:30, versus the Houston Dynamo.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.